Senator, we're back for yet another session. Next four and a half, like always, busy months on the way.
That's right. It's already started being busy. We're trying to move as quickly as possible. Our President Pro Tem second read a number of bills today so that they can be assigned to a committee. The committee that I chair will be meeting next week to hear our first bill. It's a tort reform bill that I think is very important, and we would have liked to have addressed it last year, but the calendar just didn't permit it. We're going to try to do that early this year and try to, again, address some of the concerns with Missouri courts and some of the verdicts that have come out. And so that's a way to address that. A lot of bills that have been filed, we frequently have way more bills filed than we'll have time to hear, and that's understandable, but it's a way to begin a conversation on things. And that's what happens early in session. We begin the conversations and we start talking about things, whether it's in committee or just in some of our Senate offices, to try to work out differences and address issues that will be addressed during the session. I've also been approached this morning about actually some special road recognitions. Tragically, we've had a couple of police officers killed within 12 months of each other in one of the counties that I serve. We'll be trying to do something to recognize and remember those officers. I also had a firefighter just last week that was killed in a fire in Cass County, which is just such a tragedy, young man. And that's just such a reminder to us of the significance of those that serve us in law enforcement and in fire protection. I'm pleased to try to do what I can to bring any comfort to the families that have lost officers or firemen. It's something that reminds us that there are threats and dangers to those jobs, and those people accept those when they take the jobs. So I think all of us ought to be grateful to them, and ought to express that gratitude regularly.
This is, again, if we say the beginning of a session, technically the second, well, not technically, but there's a second regular session, 100th General Assembly. In other words, it's kind of a take up where you left from where you left off last year in terms of committees are already assigned. And as you say, some of those committees will probably start meeting in the next week.
That's correct. We'll meet next week. I don't know what other committees will meet, but today, a number of bills were second read. That means they've been assigned to committee. And so those committees will be making the decision of whether to convene next week and begin the hearing, the public hearings on some of those bills. I'm expecting things to happen very quickly. Our leadership, I think, is saying, let's get moving as quickly as we can to get as much accomplished. This is as late as we can start a session in Missouri, according to the Constitution and how it addresses the calendar. We are behind, so to speak, in terms of the calendar. Our leadership is committed, I think, to doing as much as we can to benefit the citizens of our state.
And that, again, is one of those, is limited time.
There is, and that calendar, well, it can be your enemy or your friend, depending on whether you're trying to pass something or stop something.
Are there any other issues that you're hoping to see make it all the way this year?
I would like to see, we've got a number of things that were giving parents more choices in education, some things on charter schools, some things on tax credit scholarships, some of the things that would help parents to have more jurisdiction over how their child is educated. And one of the reasons that I think more and more parents are concerned is some of this stuff that confuses gender with sex. That's really being promoted. I've heard from a number of parents in a particular school in Missouri that is really pushing that agenda in their school. And there's a lot of indoctrination that is going on in some of those schools, and that is likely to start going on in some of the others. And so I think that there are more and more incentive to give parents the opportunity to choose who's educating their children and what principles and ideals are being taught to those children so that it's consistent with what their parents believe. I do think that's going to be another area where we're going to be spending some time and trying to do some work. And in the states that have done that, over 30 states have done some work in expanding parents' choices. It's always been a successful venture. We're kind of behind in Missouri in terms of what we offer parents when it comes to educating their children. It's even a good economic development tool to be able to tell companies that might be considering moving operations into Missouri or expanding operations into Missouri, your employees can pick how their children are educated. They're going to be able to choose the schools that they want to go to, that they want children to go to. And I would think, as a parent, that would have a real appeal to it in terms of education.